grace to be born and live as variously as possible. Frank O'Hara.
Anne Haynes has a chapbook entitled Breach coming out this summer from Finishing Line Press. She works in the IU libraries and finds that piles of books often follow her home at the end of the day. She is my guest on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Let's hear, Anne, what you have for us.
What this poem will do. This poem cannot bring you back. This poem cannot make the clouds move more quickly or slowly in the sky, cannot change the weather. This poem cannot return you to a happy childhood, erase a painful one. This poem will not clear your skin, condition your hair, wash your dishes, mend your jeans. It won't find you a lover, not even if you recite it three times backwards. It won't even find me a lover, and I wrote the thing. This poem won't stop time, email your advisor for that extension, pay the plumber or the piper. This poem does not pay its taxes. It is not a good citizen. It fails to vote or show up for jury duty. This poem will overturn your Scrabble game, take a bite from every food and leave the rest. This poem is not housebroken. All night you hear it whining, missing its mother, chewing your best shoes, and begging to be let out. Swallowed. She downloads the picture of the alligator who swallowed a man. Autopsy photo, green scaled skin slit down the middle and peeled back like some leathery fruit to expose a human arm drained of blood, white as fingers after soaking. The surgeon lifts this limb by the wrist, displays it for the camera. On the computer screen, it's hard to tell which blurred shape might be a leg, a shoulder, alligator guts. She looks again, reaches to click, enlarging the frame. She can see how the skin falls back in layers, green and brown, and the ghost-like arm emerging. She remembers frog dissections as a child in school, the organs labeled, parts belonging to other parts, formaldehyde and stainless steel, never asking what happened to the cut-up frogs at semester's end, their bellies peeled apart, skin slit. She remembers the hand of her lover the day he died, how she sat next to him as he sank deeper in the white bed, how she held his hand, how she raised it higher as if he could wave, could flag down lifeguards on the shore as he slipped farther and farther, drowning in his own breath, the hospital sheets peeled back in layers around him till he was nothing but that hand, and her two hands holding on till her own fingers whitened, and she stepped away from him, the moment dissecting all their time together, her whispered no, like one last click, a knife. Hold. Everything I've lost, refused, or left behind comes flooding in like dead things on the tide. What is ever really gone? The name for this light is yes. Drifting ghost nets lost at sea entangle the unwary beasts that thrash against the current and the dream, and I've salt in my eyes, in my hair. There are things that are mine and things that never will be. You, for one, with the wet loam of your gaze turning towards home. On this fogged-in morning in my 44th year, it's a question I can taste, the salt, sweet shore of it, the time we take to turn away. A red car on a rainy day, driving slow on Gosnold Street, a dog with treasure in its mouth, everything that passes by. I want to wave my arms, to hold them wide like cormorants' wings, just hold there for one moment, hold. Weathered blue-framed windows, voices saying yes, the words that water says. Rain comes down hard now, generous, saying yes, yes, to the distant shore, to the black and shining street.
The poems you've been listening to are by Anne Haynes. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander.